We're going to get the agendas out. Sorry for that delay. Go ahead and call the meeting to order if we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item two, student recognition. Mr. Dunn?
Mrs. Monet.
It is my pleasure to bring as our student of the month this month, Eli Hilger. And I chose the student of the month. It was my last time as the primary principal, and I had to choose a kid who has been precious to my heart since I became principal here, and that is Eli. He comes from an incredible family who's been really supportive of us at Norton Primary. And every morning, Eli gets off the bus, holds my hand, and he walks up the sidewalk with me, and he asks me every day, "How are you today, Mrs. Monet?" And we have that conversation, and he has just come leaps and bounds since he started at Norton Primary. So Mrs. Camaletti is his teacher, and she's going to share a little more about him.
Well, just an example of what he is like, she said every single day. Today we had kindergarten buddies, and he comes up to me and goes, "Will you be my buddy?" And that's just made my day. And I always tell my kids in my classroom, you know, make someone else's day awesome, and that's what he does every day.
We are very proud of Eli and thankful for his family. So.
Jenna Mitchell. Mr. Sackett's unavailable this evening, so Mrs. Mitchell will be presenting the Student of the Month for Grill.
Our student of the month is Jordan Trevers here. He has been going to Grill since preschool, and I have to say that Jordan is definitely one of those students that every teacher wants to have. They're already fighting over him for third grade. Jordan has definitely come a long way since preschool, and I've watched him. I've known Jordan since he was in preschool and kindergarten and first grade, and I was like, I want him. Jordan comes to school every day with a smile, ready to learn. I get probably, what do you say, 5 or 6 hugs a day from you? Yeah, I get a lot of hugs from Jordan. He likes the hug. He's a good boy. I have a funny story about Jordan. Well, it wasn't funny at the time, but Jordan said I could share the story, right? Okay. Well, you know how you have those teacher moments where you do something and then you're like, oh my gosh, did I really just do that? Well, Jordan, since when he was younger, he had a car tire pop, blow up, when his grandpa was blowing up the tire, so he's very sensitive to loud sounds and noises, especially balloons. Well, I come back from maternity leave, and I blame it on baby brain, but I do a science experiment, and it was kind of like a last-minute type thing where I was trying to blow up a balloon. Well, I found these old balloons in the closet that had been there for probably, I don't know, 50 years, probably, and I blew up one, and it popped in my face. And then I blew up another, and I think I had 3 pop, and then it just dawned on me that I was doing all of this right there. And I just, I stopped and I looked at him, and he was so good about it, though, because he's come such a long way over the years, right? And I said, Jordan, I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I didn't even think of that, and I felt horrible, and I felt horrible the rest of the afternoon. He said, that's okay, Mrs. Mitchell. He's like, you're still my favorite teacher ever. So he's a very good role model to the other kids. He has so many friends. He cares about everybody. He wants to please everybody. And I really enjoyed having him in my class this year. And the whole school also feels the same way.
And Jordan has been in my math class this year also, and I feel the same way about Jordan. He is an excellent student and just an all-around nice kid. He's very kind to everyone. He is very, very friendly. When I'm walking down the hallway, Jordan is always the first one to greet me. He's always the first one to ask me how my day is going and how my weekend was. And he starts conversations with his classmates. He tries to engage them in conversations about things that they're interested in. And Jordan is just an excellent student. He puts forth his best effort every day, and he completes his assignments willingly, and he is just, I'm just very proud that Jordan is our last Grill School Student of the Month.
Mrs. Oliveri.
So we began this year at Cornerstone with a fourth grader, and we thought it most appropriate to end with a fourth grader, being as this will be the last student of the month from Cornerstone. It's kind of a sad, and they're already emotional. And so this is Faith Fitzgibbons, and Faith came to us last year, so she's new to Norton relatively. She hasn't been here her entire educational career, but she's made quite an impression on both our third and our fourth grade staff. We are missing Miss Woolley. She had a prior engagement, so I brought with me Mrs. Koontz, her math teacher, and Mrs. Grubb, her science and social studies teacher, to speak about Faith.
Okay, hi, I'm Mrs. Koontz, and our fourth grade team, as she said, there's three of us. Mrs. Grubb teaches the social studies and science, and Miss Woolley teaches the language arts, and then I have math, and Faith comes to me to math every day, and she's my first class right after recess. And the first week of school, Faith would walk through the door, and I always greet the students, and she'd be a little bit timid, cautious, shy, looking down. Good afternoon, Faith. Good afternoon. And she'd go take her seat, and then we'd begin math, and you know, looking for participation. So she would get drafted every now and then because she wasn't always quite sure if that was the right answer. But one day we were doing our new math, partial products. I'm sure some of you are familiar with that. And she went home that evening, and I got a note the next day and from her parents and asked if I could help her. And she came up to me at recess, and we built this relationship, and she came in, and that's the beginning of her story. Well, as the year had gone on, I'd like to share her story with you of a poem that I wrote about Faith. Faith, a silent leader, kind and dear, once walked into my room with the look of fear. As the year began to pass, this fear vanished from my class. Her strength, confidence, and passion grew. Her weaknesses and worries are now just a few. Faith. A friend to all who meet her, warm, compassionate for sure, a heart full of love, as big as a full moon above, prepared and willing to take a test, always putting forth effort and giving her best, Faith. Now, a shining bright smile when she walks through the door, excited, confident for long division, fractions, and more. A positive asset to her grade. We can't begin to tell you how much progress she has made. A mature young lady that we will miss. Best of luck to you, Faith, sealed with a kiss.
And Mrs. Gerber is on a field trip with the middle school, so for the middle school, Rebecca Sanko will be presenting the Student of the Month.
I had the pleasure of getting to know Ashley throughout this whole year. She came to Norton in about the middle school years from Kentucky, where she did a bunch of stuff with Girl Scouts, very active in that. And she came here and, you know, got to know everybody in the school, and she's got a great 8th grade year. Sad to see her go to high school, but I'm glad she is. She'll have fun with it, I'm sure. Very fun to have in class. She sits right next to my desk in language arts, so you can tell when she's excited over something.
I just love, you can see that in her eyes about like the books we're reading or anything like that. So, here we go.
Mr. Shanner.
I told Melanie Wink this is my poem. I'm not creative enough for any poems or anything, but this is Melanie Pereira. She's a senior who, of course, is now done. Senior's last day was last Friday, so obviously we're sad to see Melanie and the rest of her class go. But just to kind of say a few things about Melanie, about what she's involved in. First of all, she was a captain of the girls' soccer team, who, of course, has had a lot of success over the last few years. You're a key club, student council, National Honor Society, peer mentor.
Yep.
She also works at Dairy Queen. I'm a little upset that you never brought me any, but, you know.
I think we're going to sell my graduation.
Yes. If I come out on stage at graduation with like a bunch of ice cream around my face, you'll know why. So, she volunteers her time at a local animal shelter. But if you notice, a lot of the things that I kind of ticked off there were service-oriented. Melanie is definitely involved in a lot of different service-oriented activities. And when I was talking to some of her teachers that think so fondly of Melanie, which of course is all of them, but one in particular, I was talking to Mr. Oswald earlier today, and the one thing that he said that will really stick out in his mind about Melanie is, obviously we had a big move this year. And we moved from this building to our new building in the middle of the year. And when we did that, we had a lot of students, of course, that helped. And as you can imagine, students that are kind of give up their time over Christmas break to help with something like that are going to be the leaders of the school. And Mr. Oswald shared with me that he felt that you were a leader among the leaders of the school. So I think that really just kind of goes to show how great Melanie is, how much of an ambassador she is for the high school, and I couldn't be happier that she is our final one for 2017.
Congratulations. And something a little different for this evening is we would like, as a board, to recognize the superintendent and the treasurer actually work directly with the board. So tonight we want to, as a board, recognize a special group of individuals who are kind of behind the scenes, and I don't think get the recognition sometimes that they deserve. And one of the individuals sitting to my right, Mrs. Hagenbusch, our treasurer, received a letter from David Yost, our auditor of the state. And obviously, student success and achievement are our number one goals and priority as a district. But protecting our tax dollars, obviously, is something that we hold near and dear. So I'll read just a paragraph, and then we'll get on to recognizing them. But this letter that Mrs. Hagenbusch received says, "Congratulations. Based upon your recently completed financial audit, it gives me great pleasure to inform you that the Norton City School District has received the Auditor of the State Award. Pretty good achievement. Clean and accurate record keeping are a foundation for good government, and the taxpayers can take pride in your commitment and accountability." So what we'd like to do as a board, anybody would like to add a comment? I know that all of you have had good time with Steffi and her team.
It's been a ball.
I know. But I know, Cindy, you've had a lot of time with this group.
You do a great job. You really do.
Thank you.
Yes, all of them. They're very friendly. They're always helpful. Always.
Dave?
You know, I can say that I've been superintendent only in one district, so I can only compare that relationship with the treasurer to the one that I've had with Stephanie, and certainly it's been a special relationship. We certainly hit it off, I think, from day one, and it's been a wonderful 10 years. Thank you.
Don't start.
Just want to say, I think all of our administrators really do a good job, and I was going to say at the close, I want to thank you for last Monday. You did a good job, and also Judy. I know that anytime I ever called you, you're really you get back with me, you help me out on things, and especially when you come into the board, you're kind of green, and you've helped me, so thank you.
And Lewis?
I think the paragraph explains it. The one thing that I will say as a new board member, finances are one of the things that you need a pot of coffee to understand. And there's this book called Ohio School Finance Blue Book, and Stephanie summed it up pretty simply and said, here, good luck. After reading the book and doing the best I can, I know we have a great treasurer and support group, and thank you, because it's very important.
Jennifer.
Congratulations to you and your staff. It's a tough job. It's a very difficult job. I mean, the state cuts, and we try to find ways, or you try to find ways to make it work. And so, job well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the fun part is I would like you and your team to come over here, because we do have a certificate that we would like to give to you.
As a board, we all signed.
We want a poem.
I don't know if you want a poem, but I think one of the most interesting things is that, you know, as a board, we all work together and we all call in regularly. And this is really the team and the superintendent that we call and the administrative staff that's up here. So this is a typical relationship that we call on a regular basis. So let's present that to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know on behalf of all the board members, Mary, thank you for your hard work, and thanks for taking my calls. I know sometimes it's difficult when we call in, and Laura, thank you so much. But you're like the one that's always on the phone. I'm always there on the weekend, so I appreciate that so much. So I'd like to, I'll get out of the way, and Stephanie, if you just wanted to talk about your staff.
Well, I'll take a minute to do this. This is Mary Rennick, she's my assistant. She's worked with me since 2005, does a great job. I couldn't do anything without any of them, but definitely right hand. Anytime I need anything, she's there, she gets it done, and we get through it together. Sometimes I'm not really sure how, but we do. Laura Danko has been in our office since 2011, is that correct? And she worked at Primary since 2007. She does EMIS, which is Educational Management Information System, which sounds like a lot of stuff for keeping track of our kids. She counts our kids, basically, and I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, kids come and go, and that's the information that we get our money from, so it's a horribly important job that she does, and I'm sure very tedious. I know it's very tedious. She does a great job with that. Pam has been with us since 2012. She had very big shoes to fill, and she's done a great job with that. She's the financial secretary, which means she has to do just a little bit of everything. She's got to do a little bit of my job and Mary's, and she helps Laura, and she helps with accounts payable and insurance and that go-to person, and always answers the phone and gets those fun calls sometimes, but does it with laughter every day, which is very nice. We are missing our other wheel. Patty Lerner is at the choir concert. Her daughter's in middle school, and she's at the concert, and I understand that she wanted to be there, so we miss her. She's been with us since 2013, and again, she steps up and does anything that we ask her to do. And it's a wonderful staff that we can all work together, and all these women all get along, which is really good. So I appreciate everything.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
And we will take a brief recess to congratulate our students of the month and our finance staff. But just keep in mind, I know some of you want to get over to the concert, but we will be having some light refreshments to congratulate Mr. Dunn on his 10 years of service. As you can see, the refreshments up here. So we'll take a brief
peanut
recess.
Peanut butter bars. Just saying.
If you're allergic to peanut butter.
Okay, call the meeting back to order. Next item, 3, public participation. We have one individual who has signed up to speak. And you, sir, you have 3 minutes. If you could just state your name. Five minutes. And you can't address any board member by name. and then we'll get to the 3 minutes after that.
My name is William J. Long. I live at 2913 Fairhope Drive in North Lakers. I've lived there for 46 years. I'm here tonight because I'm very unhappy with the decision not to renew Rod Swartz's basketball contract after many, many years of service. I've been a Norton bus driver for the past 26 years, the last 8 years as a substitute to help out when you're in need. It's a hard position to keep filling. But anyway, I've transported many of Rod's teams to their games. I found his boys to be polite, courteous, and well-behaved. Rod knows the Ohio Department of Education school bus laws, safety rules, and regulations, conveyed them to his teams, and it was a pleasure to be their driver. The basketball team sometimes would wear shirts with neckties. Very, very impressive, very professional looking. I had many comments at opposing gymnasiums about how the team looked. I think Rod is a good man. I don't think he's been treated fairly. And, you know, nobody's saying anything as to why this happened. I think there's time to correct this, and I would pray and ask that the board reconsider this and reinstate Rod as our basketball coach. You know, watch Rod help young boys develop into fine young men was a pleasure. And, you know, I just can't understand how you could vote like this. Quick example, my granddaughter Sarah Bauer played 4 years of basketball here at Norton High School along with Cindy Webble's daughter Nicole. They had three coaches in 4 years. Terry Knapp, Beth Simmons, and Kurt Virgin. I don't think these kids had a chance to develop into their full potential by just keep changing and changing. Now, as to whether Mr. Dunn got any reason for his contract not being renewed, but I think Rod, the citizens of Norton, deserve to know from this board how you voted, yay or nay, and why. Thank you very much for your time.
There wasn't any other individual who signed up to speak. Does anybody else wish to speak? Seeing none, move on to item four, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
We do have a correction. Under Treasurer's recommendation on item E, it should read, approve the schedule of revenue and expenditures and change in the fund balances for fiscal years ending, these years are correct, June 30th, 14, 15, and 16. Forecasted fiscal years should say June 30th, 2017 through 2021.
That's what it says.
Okay, it didn't earlier.
It didn't earlier on the. It didn't. Yeah, it didn't. It didn't earlier on the.
Okay, never mind.
On the revised one from that was printed earlier.
Kelly's good.
Yeah, she must have caught that. Well, thank you for at least reviewing it. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Item five, board business. We have none. Item six, approval of minutes. They'll be ready for June.
So
We're going to have those ready for, sorry. Stephanie's going over them today. Item seven, treasurer's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve treasurer's recommendations? Items A through E.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under superintendent's recommendations, we have several to go through. I know it's a lengthy one. Under personnel, can I have a motion to approve retirement, resignation, leaves, and terminations? Item A.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to congratulate Mrs. Lennon. You have been a wonderful teacher. One of my daughters had you for first grade, and it's just a great experience. You've done a fabulous job. So congratulations, and I wish you the best.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve the Performing Arts Center Manager, Item B?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve the following personnel certified items C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I would like to take this opportunity. Lillian Blasky, who's going to be the new high school Spanish teacher here. So, Lillian, would you stand so we can recognize you?
Thank you. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve the following classified personnel item E?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental item F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I would like to point out that during the superintendent transition, there have been some responsibilities that have been handed off to the new superintendent, Mr. Addis, and that he, along with Mr. Shaner and Mr. Schimmick and Mr. Howerton, conducted the search and selected B.J. Sanderson for the basketball coach, and he is here with us this evening. Welcome to North.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel item G?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Can I have a motion to approve the stipends H and I?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Next up is the MOU. Can I have a motion to approve the MOU between Norton City School District and the Ohio Association of Public Employees Local 167, Attachment G?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. And this is a long one. This is going to be K through Y. Can I have a motion to approve the supplementals and stipends K through Y?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next is Z. Can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental item Z?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? And this is Mr. Yule, but it's a non-paid. So he'll be abstaining from this. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, double A through double K?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Superintendent reports.
I would just like to take this opportunity to congratulate the girls' softball team. They won the league championship this evening. So,
awesome.
They are the DC champions.
Administrator.
Mr. Morris, do you have anything?
I'd like to share out property for Sharon and also the kindergarten and preschool staff. We did receive the STEAM Ahead grant. So that was a grant that we'll put in place starting this summer, and it'll be up and running in the fall. So congratulations to Students of the Month.
Okay. Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Well, congratulations to the Students of the Month and to Mrs. Lang. Both of my kids had you, and they did wonderful. They loved you, and sorry to see you go. But as Kelly and I were saying, you and Sydney and Logan can all go out together.
Yes.
So congratulations. I know you'll enjoy all those grandbabies.
Mrs. Bennett?
Congratulations to the Student of the Month, Mrs. Hagenbusch and her staff on a wonderful audit. I think congratulations to Dr. Stewart and everyone at Grill who put on that fabulous Grill program last week. That was last week, right?
Yep.
It was just fantastic. Congratulations to all the students who won scholarships or were awarded scholarships at the Honors Banquet last week. There were over 400 applications for scholarships. And depending on how you look at it, there was between $80,000 to $100,000 awarded. And when I say 80 to 100, it's because some of the scholarships are awarded for the first year, but depending on how the student performs, then there's an opportunity for that to be renewed. So there's a potential there of over $100,000 that were awarded. So, I mean, that's just fabulous. And congratulations, Mr. Morris and Mrs. Furchek, on getting that STEAM grant. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So. Mr. Knight?
Congratulations to Students of the Month and Stephanie and the administrators and the girls' softball.
Mr. Yule?
For the third time, the Grill farewell was unbelievable. Our auditorium was filled, standing room only, which I just talked about earlier that night when we went to the musical. I said, I wonder what it'll look full, because it was pretty packed for the musical, and it was full. So what a great scene. Hopefully we can continue to do that. Students of the Month, always great seeing you. Good group to wrap up with, and hopefully you guys can do it again. The levy passed, and I can't thank the community enough for the support. The people that were behind the scenes, which some are here, putting up signs, organizing things. So thank you very much. Thank you for all the people that donated. Very much appreciated. Congratulations to Lillian and BJ. Welcome to Norton, and good luck to you. We have a great staff to work with, so I'm sure you guys will just add to it. So, Stephanie and her crew, can't thank you enough. We talk about passing a levy. We can't do it without you guys, and it just goes to show that you guys are great stewardess of our money. So thank you. Great year. We had a move to the high school, which is fantastic. It's beautiful. We have an elementary move coming up at the beginning of, the end of this year, start for next year. Our group has done a great job, and can't thank everybody enough. So good luck for the rest of this year. Have a safe summer, and we'll see the students next year.
Mrs. Webber?
Repeat a few things, but play was phenomenal. If you didn't get a chance to go, it was great. In the middle of a play, I heard this noise. I thought, what is that? That was the air conditioning kicking on. I was so excited. I mean, you know, you never think you get excited about air conditioning, but you do. Then we had the honors award ceremony. It was great. I mean, it was beautiful, and those scholarships that Jennifer talked about, those are local. Those aren't college scholarships and that kind of thing. So a lot of groups in Norton do a lot to give kids money. Some of it's not a lot of money, but it's just to recognize kids and their success in school. Thank you to the community for passing the levy. I was really happy to see that it passed by quite a bit, and that shows that people are confident in our school system. And congratulations to the seniors, class of 2017. We'll see you next week.
Yes, there's not much for me left there, but I always print off the students, the list of our graduates, and you go through here and you take a look, and I believe your daughter's in.
Stop it.
Yeah. and your son was just on there.
Stop it.
Yeah. So it's neat to see how many just the student success that we see, and then Kelly. Mm-hmm. Her son is on there, so we have a lot of great people that have come through this district and our staff, and it's just great to see, and you can't thank the voters enough for what they did, and they went out there and they passed this levy, so it's a bit of reassurance, and it says a lot what they think about us, so we appreciate that and thank them very much. So we'll get on to our reception, and we just have a formality here of closing the meeting. Can I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes. Thank you for coming.